Tyreek Hill is still a free agent as of August 16th, and the most detailed account of where his rebuilt knee actually stands comes from Hill himself. "I have no power in my left leg at all, so I'm trying to regain all the power back." That is from a midsummer social media update relayed by Kevin Patra at NFL.com, roughly 10 months after the dislocated knee and multi-ligament reconstruction that took 2 surgeries. In the same update, he offered the other half of the picture. "I ain't going to tell you what my timeline is, but timeline looking real good right now." And a detail that reframes the whole rehab. He said doctors initially told him he might not be able to walk again. Hold both of those sentences at once, because the June preview was built on exactly that tension. Miami released him in February, he is 32, and we said his file stacked 2 ifs on top of each other. A knee that had not passed a physical, and a team that did not exist. We would not underwrite either, and we would not pretend 6,000-yard seasons of route running evaporate either. Our injury research returns the typical established player from a lost season at about 70% of his prior form, and Hill's prior full season already showed the decline curve bending. The resume argues one way, the calendar and the ligaments the other. This week's reporting fills in the texture without resolving either if. The work is real, rehabbing in pools, running and jumping on turf and basketball courts, with agent Drew Rosenhaus working to get him fit before signing, per Patra's account. But Rosenhaus himself said back in June that there really isn't a set timetable on when he's going to be ready, per Alex Kennedy at Pro Football Network via Yahoo. The landing spot chatter continues, Kansas City most persistently, but every word of it is speculative. No visit, no workout, no offer has been concretely reported anywhere, and no signing was found in this week's window. An athlete publicly saying the power has not returned to the surgical leg in August is, on its face, consistent with the blunt June reporting that he might not be ready for anyone to sign in August or September. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Both ifs still stand exactly as written, and the week's rehab reporting is honest, vivid, and neutral on the only 2 questions that matter, cleared and signed. What we check next, in the order the June preview set, because the causation still runs one way. Medical clearance reporting first, the transaction wire second, and any receiver room that loses a starter in the next 2 weeks, because that is historically when a veteran's phone rings. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.